Masakh Nagam Paravav Mishnah Hey Baharis Kigris. Somebody has a neg on his skin, a Baharis, the size of a grit. And this Baharis is square. Umichia Kadarsha Maka Fasa. And on the outside of this Baharis, he has a Michia healthy skin the size of a Dasha that encircles the Baharis. He has a patch of healthy skin that encircles the Baharis, and this patch of healthy skin is also square. V'chutz l'michia Baharis. And outside of that Michia is another neg, another Baharis, also square, that's also the size of a grit. And it's outside of this Michia. So he has two Baharis. One Baharis in the inside, and surrounding that Baharis is a Michia, and on the outside is another Baharis. The din is HaPnimis Lahaskir, Bachitai Nelahachu. The inside Baharis, that one is Tamei Muskar, who will be locked up to see if a Siman Tumah developed, but the inside Baharis does not have a Siman Tumah. While the outside Baharis would be Tamei Muklet, who would be decisively Tamei from the outside Baharis. So the outside Baharis does have a Siman Tumah, which is a Michia, on the inside of the outside Baharis, as opposed to the inside Baharis. That Baharis does not have a Michia. The Michia is the outside of the inside Baharis, and that would not be a Siman Tumah. The Michia has to be inside the Nega, not outside the Nega. So therefore, the inside Baharis is only Tamei Muskar, could be locked up to see if a Siman Tumah develops, while the outside Baharis is Tamei Muskar, is decisively Tamei because of the Siman Tumah, which is the Michia, which is to the inside of the outside Baharis. I'm a Rabbi Yosef. And I'm Michia Siman Tumah Lichitzayin. Rabbi Yosef says the Michia, which is to the inside of the outside Baharis, is not a Siman Tumah, it's to the outside Baharis either. Shah Baharis Latocho, because there's a Baharis inside the Michia. We need to say that even though the Michia is to the inside of the outside Baharis, even so it's not a Siman Tumah to the outside Baharis, because there's a Baharis inside the Michia. That which is Michia is a Siman Tumah. That's only if there's nothing inside the Michia. But in this case, since there's a Baharis inside the Michia is not a Siman Tumah to the outside Baharis either. So therefore, both Baharises are Tamei Muskar, be locked up to see if a Siman Tumah develops in either one or other Baharis. Nismat or Bahokhula. If the Michia between the two Baharis became diminished, smaller than Adasha, or it disappeared entirely. Rabbi Gamliel, I'm in the Pnim Hikala, Siman Pishon, the Pnimis, Vachitzayna Tom. Rabbi Gamliel says, if the Michia was consumed from the inside Nega, meaning to say that the inside Baharis spread into the healthy skin that divided the two Baharis, and that's why the Michia, the healthy skin, disappeared. In such a case, that's a Siman Pishon to the inside Nega, meaning to say that the spreading of a Nega to the outside is a Siman Tumah, and since the inside Nega spread to the Michia that divided the two Baharis, the inside Nega would now be Tamei Muklah, while the outside Nega would be Tar. And the outside Nega was originally Tamei Muklah because of the Michia that was inside of it. But now that that Michia is gone and the inside Nega spread and took away the Michia, so now the outside Nega no longer has a Siman Tumah, and the outside Nega would be Tar. The Imbi Bechutz Hachitzayna Tahira V'hapnimis Lahaskir. And if what consumed the Michia between the two Baharises was the outside Nega, the outside Nega spread toward the inside and covered the area in which the Michia used to be. In such a case, the outside Nega is now Tahar. And the outside Nega no longer has the Siman Tumah of the Michia inside of it. And even though the outside Nega spread, which is normally a Siman Tumah, but that's only if it spread to the outside. But in this case, the outside Nega spread to the inside, covering the Michia that was between the two Baharises. So that picture and that spreading is not a Siman Tumah. So the outside Nega is now Tahar, while the Pnimis, the inside Nega, remains Tamei Muskar. Has nothing changed for the inside Nega, so it would be locked up for another week to see if a Siman Tumah develops. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Benkach Ubenkach Tahira. Rabbi Akiva says, whether what consumed the Michia between the two Baharises was the inside Nega spreading to the Michia, or whether it was the outside Nega that spread to the Michia, in either case, both Negarim are Tar, neither Nega is Tamei Muklah. As even though when it was the inside Nega that spread to the Michia, the inside Nega has spread to the outside, so that should be a Siman Tumah, as the spreading of the Nega to the outside is a Siman Tumah. According to Rabbi Akiva, since this Michia is in between two Baharises, so when the inside Nega spreads to the Michia, that's not as if it spread to the outside, as it spread towards a different Baharis that encircled it. In such a case, it's as if it spread to the inside, so therefore the spreading of the inside Nega to the Michia is also not a Siman Tumah for the inside Nega. So therefore, the inside Nega remains Tamei Muskar. It would be locked up for another week to see if it's Siman Tumah developed, while the outside Nega is completely Tar, as the outside Nega originally was tamei nuchlat because of the mechia inside of it. But that mechia is now gone since the inside nega spread towards the mechia, so the outside nega is tar, while the inside nega would be tamei muskor. And the din would be the same if the outside nega spread towards the inside, taking away the mechia that was between the two beharises, the outside nega would be tar, while the inside nega would be locked up for another week to see if the simituma develops. The second Nagan Paragov, Mishnah Vav, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Amosai, Bizman Shehi Ka'adasha Muvat. When did Rabbi Kiva say in the previous Mishnah that the spreading of the inside Beharis is not a Simen Tumah if it's spread to where the Mechia used to be? That's only if the Mechia isn't exactly an Adasha, no more and no less. We saw in the previous Mishnah that if somebody has two Beharis, one inside the other, with a Mechia that divides them, a Mechia in between them, that the Tanakhama said that if the inside Beharis spreads to where the Mechia used to be, that's a Simen Tumah to the inside Beharis since it has spread to the outside. By Rabbi Kiva hold, the spreading of the inside Beharis to where the Mechia used to be is not considered a Simen Tumah, as since the Mechia is in between a second Beharis to the outside of the Mechia, it's not as if it spread to the outside, and therefore the spreading of the Beharis to where the Mechia used to be is not a Simen Tumah according to Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Shimon is explaining what Rabbi Kiva said. That which Rabbi Kiva said, that the spreading of the inside Nega to the Mechia that's in between the two Beharis is not a Simen Tumah, that's only if the Mechia in between the two Beharis is exactly an adasha, exactly the size of a lentil, which is the minimum size of a mechia to be a Simen Tumah. Haisa yisera meka adasha. But if the mechia that's in between the two Beharis was slightly bigger than an adasha, hamaiser simen pishyon leprimis vachitzoyna tmeh. In such a case, that the mechia is larger than adasha, and the inside nega spread to the area where the mechia used to be, diminishing the size of the mechia to exactly an adasha, in such a case, the spreading of the inside Beharis would be a Simen Tumah to the inside Beharis. The inside Beharis would be Tamei Muchlot, while the outside one would also remain Tamei Muchlot, and the inside one would be a Tamei Muchlot since it spread, and the outside one would remain Tamei Muchlot since the Mechia that's inside of it is still at least the size of an Adasha. As in this case, that the inside Beharis did not diminish the Mechia to less than the size of an Adasha, in such a case, we do look at the spreading of the inside Beharis as a Simen Tumah, as the part of the Mechia that's more than an Adasha is not considered part of the Nega, so therefore, it's as if the Nega spread to the outside, as opposed to the case we had in the previous Mishnah, where the Mechia was exactly an Adasha. And when the inside Nega spread to where the Mechia used to be, it diminished the Mechia to less than the size of an Adasha. That Mechia was not considered something superfluous to the Nega. It was an intrinsic part of the Nega since it was a Simen Tumah to the outside Nega. So therefore, we didn't look at it as if it spread to the outside. But in this case, since the Mechia is larger than it had to be for it to be a Simen Tumah to the outside, so the part of the Mechia, which is more than an Adasha, is superfluous to the Nega. So we look at the spreading of the Beharis to that part of the Mechia as if it spread to the outside. And even according to Rabbi Kiva, in such a case, it would be a Simen Tumah for the inside Nega, as the spreading of the Nega to the outside is considered a Simen Tumah. Haya boak pachos meka adasha. Simen pishon lepnimis, ve'ein simon pishon lichikson. The Mishnah is discussing a similar case to the case that we just discussed with a slight variation. Somebody had two beharises on his skin, one inside the other, with the mechia dividing the two beharises. But in this case, there's also a bohak in between the two beharises. Bohak is a patch of white skin that's less bright than the colors mentioned in the first parak. It's not quite bright enough to be considered a nega. So the case is, he had a Beharis on the outside. Inside the Beharis is a Mechia. Inside the Mechia is a Bohak. And inside the Bohak is another Beharis. And the Bohak, which was next to the inside Beharis, is less than the size of an Adasha. And the inside Nega spread to where the Mechia used to be, covering the area where the Mechia used to be right inside, the outside Beharis. So now what we have is the outside Beharis, plus the inside Beharis, which had spread to where the Mechia used to be, and the Boak dividing the original inside Beharis and the part of the inside Beharis, which had spread to where the Mechia used to be. The spreading of the inside Beharis would be a Simen Tumah, and the inside Beharis would be Tamei Muchlot. Even though the Boak divides the original Beharis and the part of the Beharis that spread, since that Boak is less than the size of an Adasha, it's not Mafsik, and therefore the spreading of the inside Beharis is considered part of the original Beharis, and therefore that would be a Simen Tumah to the original inside Beharis. As opposed to if the Bohak was an Adasha or more, and the inside Beharis spread to where the Mechia was, inside the outside Beharis. In such a case, the spreading of the inside Beharis would not be asymmet tuma, since the Boak is mastic, it divides the original Beharis with the part of the Beharis that spread. But in this case, since the Boak is less than the Adasha, the spreading of the inside Beharis, where the Micha used to be, is asymmet tuma to the inside Beharis. But if the outside Beharis spread to where the Micha used to be, that would not be a simen pishyon to the outside. That would not be a simen tumah to the outside Beharis. As we have said previously, that when a nega spreads to the inside, it's not a simen tumah. Only when the nega spreads to the outside, it would be a simen tumah. So therefore, when the outside nega spreads to the micha, which is inside the outside nega, that is not a simen tumah to the outside nega.